الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات دورة المفتاح للعلم، أو ما يعرف بالإنجليزية بكي تو نوليدج. ونحن في هذا الجزء من البرنامج، وبعد أن فرغنا من تدارس الفصل الأول وهو ما يتعلق بالعقيدة، أقول نحن اليوم نتحدث عن أو نتدارس مبادئ اللغة العربية. Dear brothers and sisters, you're welcome to this course which is titled by Key to Knowledge. And as I said in Arabic, that we are today starting the second session of this course after we have done the first one, which was about the Aqeedah, the Creed. And today we are doing the Arabic language. ولا شك أن تعلم اللغة يعتمد بالمقام الأول على استعمالها وعلى عدم إدخال لغة أخرى عليها. And for sure, learning the language or the Arabic language depends on how much the person uses it, and depends also on the independency of the Arabic language, meaning not to have any other languages sharing it or used while using the Arabic language. ولذلك عندنا ستة شروط لمن يريد الالتحاق بهذه أو بهذا القسم من الدورة. And that's why we have six conditions for anyone wants to participate in this session of this course. وهذه الشروط هي, and these conditions are, أن يكون لدى الإنسان إلمام بمبادئ اللغة العربية. The first one is that the person who wants to learn the Arabic language must have the basic principles of the Arabic language. ثانيا, second, يجب أن يكون عنده القدرة على قراءة الحروف الهجائية العربية ونطقها النطق الصحيح. The second is that he must be able to read the Arabic alphabet and pronounce it the way it should be, correctly. مثال ذلك العين يجب أن تخرج من مخرجها الصحيح وهي عين. The example of that is little عين. It must come out of the proper, from the proper way. فلا تنقلب إلى همزة فتكون عين بدل عين. And it must not be turned to be Hamza, meaning it comes from the way of Hamza, not the way of Ayn. الشرط الثالث, the third condition, أن يكون لدى من يريد دراسة اللغة العربية القدرة على الفهم من خلال السماع يعني صورة أولية وبسيطة. How about it now? You hear me? Now? You hear me now? أقول ثالثا, هل تسمعونني الآن؟ You hear me now? You hear me now, يا أخوان؟ نعم. فيجب على من يريد تعلم العربية لدينا أن يكون عنده كما قلنا. So anybody wants to learn Arabic with us, then he must, as we said earlier, have the basic principles of Arabic language. وكذلك أن يكون عنده القدرة على قراءة الحروف الهجائية ونطقها نطقا صحيحا من مخارجها. And he must have the ability to read the Arabic alphabet and bring it out of his mouth or pronounce it or utter it in a proper way. وكذلك يكون عنده القدرة على الفهم من خلال السماع. And also he must have the ability to understand while listening. والرابع, and the fourth, أن يكون لديه القدرة على الفهم من خلال القراءة. And that he must have the ability to understand while reading. والخامس, أن يكون لديه القدرة على التحدث بالعربية في المستوى الأول.
Windows العربية. And the student must have Windows Arabic حتى يمكن أن يكون له تواصل. هذه هي شروط الالتحاق بالدورة خاصة بقسم اللغة العربية. These are the conditions of the course, and especially the one related to the Arabic. وشرط مواظبة والانتظام. And one last condition, and it is very important to our course, that is the constant attendance or presence to the classes. هذه شروطنا لمن يريد حضور الدورة خاصة للغة العربية.
نعم كيف تسمعون الآن؟ هل تسمعون الآن؟ طيب هل سمعتم جميعا شروط الالتحاق بالدورة بالعربي؟ Have you all heard the conditions for joining the Arabic course in this or Arabic session in this course? طيب repeat. I said that قلت بأنه يجب على الطالب الذي يريد التحاق بهذه الدورة is obligatory upon the student who wants to apply to this course that he must have some basics of Arabic. He does not complete, he does not come to the class while he is completely null of Arabic. الثاني القدرة على قراءة الحروف الهجائية والنطق الصحيح بها. He must be able to read the Arabic alphabet correctly. والثالث القدرة على الفهم من خلال السماع. The ability of understanding through listening. I mean the Arabic. Not generally. والخامس القدرة على التحدث أو الرابع القدرة على الفهم من خلال القراءة. And also as a fourth condition the ability to understand from reading the Arabic texts even يعني at least يعني for little. والخامس and the fifth is القدرة على التحدث بالعربية ولو شيئا يسيرا. The ability to speak the Arabic language even if just little as level one. والسادس أن يكون لدى الطالب Windows Arabic and the student must have Windows Arabic حتى نستطيع التواصل. فإذا كتبت شيئا تستطيع قراءته so that we can communicate. As if I write something in Arabic on the screen, you can read it. والسابع المواظبة والانتظام. And the seventh and last is the constant attendance and presence. Now, to the class, to the classes. وستكون يعني الدراسة من السبت إلى الثلاثاء. And the classes will be from Saturday to Tuesday. من الساعة الثانية عشر إلى الساعة الواحدة. From 12 to 1 o'clock. From 12 to 1 o'clock. From midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning. فهذه شروط الدورة وهذه مبادئها. فمن كان عنده الآلية إن شاء الله يتمكن الحضور معنا. ومن كان عنده الآلية الآن يرفع يده إن شاء الله ممن كانوا ممن هم في البالتوك حتى نسجل أسماءهم. وهكذا في وزق يكتبون واحد رقم واحد. So for those who have these conditions إن شاء الله then let them to raise his hand now if he is in Paltok. So we write his name down and whoever has it from those who are on Wizik, type number one. والذين ليسوا هم جاهزون الآن فإن شاء الله يستطيعون الالتحاق في دورات قادمة. And those who are not ready now, inshallah ta'ala, they may join us in the next sessions in the near future. طيب الآن طيب on Wizik you type 3 instead of 1 because already one is used for something else, for the voice. Right, type number 3 if you are ready, if you have these conditions. وعلى فايل توك يرفع يده. On فايل توك you raise your hand please. Whoever has these conditions and think that he can join us inshallah, raise your hand. طيب عندنا تمت بخير و purify your intention و أم حنيفة و زهرة 1425 وموحدون وشيربنت أبو الرحمن شيربنت أبو الرحمن هذا من هير توك وزر وأيضا أم إسماعيل من هير توك وأما من وزر عندنا شونيا underscore B capital شونيا و أبو لينا وأم أندرسكور جمال أندرسكور بنت يحيى طيب الذين سجلوا الآن هم من يستطيعون أو هم من يجب عليهم الحضور بانتظام those who يعني applied now are the ones who it is obligatory upon them to constantly attend وأيضا الاختبارات هم المعنيون بها and the exam exams are only for those ones who apply والشهادات كذلك and certificates and so for those who apply الآخرون بإمكانهم الحضور كمستمعين ويشاركون لكن الانتظام ليس مطلوبا في حقهم والاختبارات لا تلزمهم وكذلك فإنهم لا شهادات لهم so those other ones who want to attend they are more than welcome But they have to know that it is not obligatory upon them to attend constantly, nor that it is obligatory upon them to get the exam. know that they may have a certificate. Those who did not apply will not be given certificates in the session. Maybe they can listen now, and in the second session where we do the Arabic again, then they can apply from the beginning, inshallah ta'ala. كتابنا الذي سندرسه هو العمدة في ذلك هو الأجرومية وليس شروح الأجرومية. لاحظوا يا إخوان, الأجرومية وليس شروح الأجرومية. فمو قدر يعني عاضي is أجرومية but not the explanations of أجرومية, only أجروميتكس. We are going to explain it إن شاء الله, سيكون اعتمادنا على الأجرومية ثم نحن نشرحها. شرحنا للأجرومية سيكون بالمقام الأول من القرآن والسنة, ثم من يعني مصادر أخرى من الكتب التي تشرح هذا الكتاب. So the explanation of أجرومية that we are going to present is first of all depending or and we take the examples of it from the Quran and the Sunnah. That's the first source of ours, and then from the books that from the many different books that explain the أجرومية. من أراد أن يعني يقتني كتابا من شرح الأجرومية للاستئناس به يقرأه للاستفادة فلا بأي. Whoever wants to يعني own a book of أجرومية just to read it for himself to benefit, there is no problem. لكن لا يجعله يعني المرجع ويلوم عليه يلومون عليه. But he or she should not take that book as the reference and then يعني blame us based on it. هذه تقريبا خطوط إرشاداتنا لهذه الدورة, واليوم نكتفي بهذا ونبدأ من غد إن شاء الله تعالى حتى يتهيأ الجميع بما ذكرنا وطلبنا. Today we are going to stop here and إن شاء الله tomorrow we are going to begin or to start and give a chance for those who want to prepare himself or themselves by the طيب هنا أيضا بنت بن جفر مزراهي أيضا في فالتو. بنت جفر بن جفري مزرعي نعم تم البخير هنا يقول students who need to learn the طيب ينقلون نعم. فنسأل الله بمن وكرمه أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح. سياستنا في هذه الدورة أو policy in this course أننا سنستخدم الإنجليزية شيئا قليلا في البداية ثم نتخلص من ذلك فيكون الدرس كله باللغة العربية الفصحى بإذن الله تعالى. We're going to begin at the beginning using some English, but gradually we are going to avoid it until we come to use only Arabic. وهذا ليس ببعيد, and this is not too far. ربما نستعمل الإنجليزية لأسبوعين أو ثلاثة على الأكثر ثم نجعل الدرس كله بالعربية. We may need to use English, little English for just some time, maybe for the first 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And then the whole class is going to be in Arabic. سترون أن هذا صعب. You may see this difficult. لكن بإذن الله تعالى سيصبح سهلا. But by the will of Allah it will become very easy. لأن الإنسان إذا تعود على شيء استسهله. Because when the person becomes familiar to something, then he finds it simple and easy. بارك الله فيكم ووفقنا وإياكم وننهي اليوم مبكرين وإن شاء الله تعالى غدا نبدأ درس العصر. لعل وليس أكيد سنرسل للأدمينات إن شاء الله الخبر غدا بعد الظهر، لأن الابن لا زال يرقد في المستشفى، فلا أدري إن كان سيخرج غدا قبل العصر فنتمكن أو لا يخرج فلن نتمكن إلا من درس الليل. Tomorrow the class of after عصر we may not be able to conduct it. Not surely, but tomorrow inshallah I'll inform the admins by door time of Saudi Arabia, as my son is still admitted in the hospital and not yet been dismissed. But if tomorrow Dr. Shay is going to be dismissed and before Asr, then inshallah I'll inform the admins that we're going to have a class. But if he is not going to be admitted tomorrow in sufficient time, then I'll also inform the admins to inform everyone that there will be no class tomorrow Asr. But أما بالنسبة لدرس المساء الذي هو هذا فسيكون هناك إن شاء الله تعالى درس. But in regard to the درس of the evening which is this time, إن شاء الله there will be constant درس إن شاء الله تعالى. جزاكم الله خير لدعواتكم وحضوركم، وفقنا الله وإياكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن كان هناك من سؤال، if there is any question please. آمين وجزاك الله خير أبو لينا. هل هناك سؤال؟ is there any question? Which book will be used? كما قلت we are going نعم سندرس كتاب الأجرمية وليس شروح الأجرمية. We're going to study أجرمية but not the books of explanation of أجرمية. ولا بأس أن تمتلك كتاب الشرح لتقرأ فيه لنفسك، لكن لا تجعله حجة علينا. And it is not a problem for you to own an explanation book of Ajramiyya, but to benefit yourself from, but you cannot take it as يعني the book of the course or blame us for not using it. لأننا كما قلت نجرح الأجرمية من خلال نصوص القرآن والسنة وكتب أخرى. As I said, we're going to explain الأجرمية from the text of the Quran and Sunnah and other books. أي سؤال آخر؟ Any other question؟ الإخوان في قالتوك أنتم ترفعون أيديكم، لماذا؟ لا أدري لماذا. مسلم underscore 23 لماذا ترفع يدك؟ هل تريد الانضمام أم هناك سؤال؟ ما underscore 23 I don't know why you are raising your hand. Are you going to do you have a question or you want me to or you want to join? Question? Fine, go ahead. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Can you tell me what is the minimum time period between two umrah that is allowed? Can umrah be performed every day and 1 week? Please, can you give me some dalil as I need to pass the reply other people as well? No, you should not ask for the dalil because you want to reply to other people. You should ask the dalil for yourself, for the support of the for the person speaking or saying. Give me some minutes, inshallah. I want to bring you the answer from the ulama, inshallah. Abu Lima says, "Naam." كان والد كان والد المريض هل يوجد صلاة خاصة للميت مع غير الله؟ ما فهمت يا أبو لينا كتابة العربية بالحروف الإنجليزية، أحيانا لا أفهمها. لو كتبتها إما بالعربية أو كتبتها بالإنجليزي. نعم، موحدون، هل عندك شيء ظاهر؟ موحدون، now the father of my wife asked me if there was a prayer with the reading of a specific surah from the Quran and that this prayer reaches the dead person as a gift. Is there any asal for this? Saying لا, there is not any asal for this, and the ulama say that this is bid'ah. There is no any asal for that, wallahu a'lam. نعم in regard to the question of the Umrah, here is one part of Al-Ilm. I'm going to read for you inshallah. The question says Al-Umrah, says كم الوقت الذي يجب أن يحصل بين العمرة والعمرة الأخرى؟ What is the time that should be between one عمرة and another عمرة؟ The answer is العمرة لا تكرر في السنة وإنما تكون عمرة في كل سنة مرة. It says that some of the علماء say that the عمرة must be done only once a year like us. ويرى آخرون أنه لا بأس من تكرارها لكن قدروا ذلك بنبات الشعر لو حلق. And some other scholars said that it is okay to repeat the Umrah once the hair grows after being shaved. وقد روي ذلك عن الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى أنه إذا حمم رأسه إذا نبت وسود فحين يعتمر لأن من واجبات العمرة الحلق أو التقصير فلا يكون ذلك بدون شعر. وقد ذكر الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى في إحدى فتاويه أنه يكره الإستار من العمرة والموالاة بينهما باتفاق السلف. السيد الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى said if his head becomes black a little bit when he shaves, when he has shaved his head, and then the hair grows, it becomes, yani after being white because of the scalp, it becomes black because of the growing hair. He said, that is the time which yani the person could have between the two umrahs, as it is obligatory to shave your head or have the haircut for it in the Umrah, and that cannot be without having the hair grows up again. And then he said that Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said in one of his fatwa that it is disliked to have more than an Umrah and to do them frequently. I mean, give some time between them, as the Salah of the first witnesses agreed on that. Now, ولعلي يعني أيضا هذا من فتاوى الحج والعمرة نعم. ولعلي أيضا أريد أن أتيك بشيء من كلام الشيخ ابن عثيمين إن شاء الله. كتاب الشيخ ابن عثيمين الحج والعمرة فتاوى الحج والعمرة بين يدي وأبحث لك عن فتوى. The book of Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, the fatwa of Hajj and Umrah, is in my hand and I'm looking for the fatwa of the question because he was asked about that. نعم there is two other questions until I find this. How long will this course be and how will the exam be conducted? The course, I'm assuming to يعني make it in let's say and four parts. Each part going to be 6 weeks. That's my assuming. I don't know how excellent the students are so we can go faster, how the students are not so we go slower. Awareen says, is it allowed to make of Shawwal fasting and other than the month of Shawwal? La. Then it is not from the day of Shawwal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ba'ahu bi 60 min 6 days from Shawwal. So it cannot be, because it must be Shawwal. Must be Shawwal. But not necessarily to be يعني all in row or right after Eid. It can be يعني Mondays and Thursdays can be يعني, but inside the month of Shawwal, within the month of Shawwal. نعم okay, single say when making sujood in salah. When making sujood in salah, is it a condition for your bare forehead to touch the ground? Yes, it is. It is a condition. Not only the bare forehead, the bare forehead and the nose together. This is one part, this is the fifth. And then the two palms, all with the fingers, all to be on the spread on the ground. The knees and the toes bend to the qibla, and all of them to be on the ground. Where if there is a cloud, like a hijab between your forehead and the floor, is this valid? If you are at the presence of stranger men, yes, it is valid, because you are not allowed to uncover your face. But if you are only with any woman, or you are alone in the house, or with your maharam of the men, like your father, your husband, your brother, your uncle, your son, then, or your nephew, then you're not allowed to cover your face. Allahu A'lam. Shane says, must a woman make up all of in Shawwal before she can pass the 6 days in Shawwal to receive the 6 days blessing in Shawwal? It's not must, but it is better. There's different opinions among the scholars, but as Aisha radiallahu anha said that she used to do her missed days of Ramadan only in the next Shaban. Only in the next Shaban. And of course she used to do the optional fasting, like 6 days of Shawwal, like day of Arafah, day of Ashura, like Mondays and Thursdays, Ayyam will be the three middle night days of the month. نعم الله أعلم. Hey, Abu Lina says, if we want to visit you, how can we reach you to, if Allah permits, and when my time comes to come to Saudi, I would love to visit you. Hayyak Allah, you are more than welcome. You can contact me through my email. And for all at Hotmail, you can contact me through my mobile phone number in Saudi, which is 00966 then 55553702. Again, 0096655533702. وفيكم بارك الله حياكم الله إني بدي آمين وإياكم. I'll be very happy to see one of you here in Saudi, inshallah, either in where I stay in Medina or in my mosque in Jeddah, which I come to every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, any questions? Ben Jeffrey Mizrahi says, Assalamu alaikum, sir. Can I register for Arabic class? Inshallah, yes, you can. If you have those conditions, you can. Why not? And I have put your name already. I have wrote down your name already. طالبة العلم جاهز. السلام عليكم. I would like to register. Okay, inshallah. We have طالبة العلم, there were certain conditions that we made. I wish you look at them if you are happy with them and if you think that you have them. Abu Lina says, I will not be able to attend all the classes, Ya Sheikh, but I will watch the classes missed in recording due to my job schedule. Is that okay? It is okay to certain limits. It depends on how much classes you are going to miss. And we have to figure that out with the exam results. I tell my Bukhari say I can pause in the again by good. Jazakallah. Can I give the conditions? Okay, they're gonna get to you. China underscore B says, can I have your email address to send a question? Yes. M4all@hotmail. Here it is. Right. In regard to the brother who asked about the Umrah, or the sister who asked about the Umrah, here I'm going to read for you the question presented to the Permanent Committee of Al-Ifta in Saudi Arabia by يعني Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Abdul Aziz Al-Sheikh, Saleh Al-Fawzan, and Bakr Abu Zayd, who answered this question. The question says, ما حكم من يأتي بأكثر من عمرة مع ما يقارب خمس في وفي كل عمرة يذهب إلى التنعيم للإحرام منهم. Question says, what is the ruling on those who perform more than one Umrah and maybe five time Umrah, and in each time they go to a Tan'im, which is called Masjid Aisha, to do the Ihram from there? The answer is, الجواب هو تكرار العمرة لمن جاء إلى مكة بزمن يسير لم يكن من هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The repetition of the Umrah for the one who comes to Mecca doing that in a short time wasn't from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا فَعَلَهُ أَصْحَابُهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Nor that his companions, may Allah be pleased with, have done that. وَلَوْ كَانَ هُوَ الْأَفْضَلُ لَسَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ. And if it was to be the best, they would have done it before us. وَالْمَشْرُوعُ لِمَنْ جَاءَ إِلَى مَكَّةِ وقضى نسكه الإكثار من الطواف خاصة وقراءة القرآن والصلاة والصدقة وغيرها من العبادات. And what is legitimate for the one who comes to Mecca and performs his Umrah is to do a lot of tawaf, only without ihram, a lot of tawaf, reading the Quran, praying, giving out charity and other worships. وإن اعتمر لنفسه أو لغيره ممن يجوز الاعتمار عنه كالميت والعاجز لكبر أو مرض أو مرض لا يرجى برؤه فلا بأس إذا لم يكن عليه مشقة ولا على الناس كأوقات الزحام. But and he said and for the one who have performed Umrah for himself or for others from those who it is permissible to perform Umrah on their behalf, the like of a deceased person or disabled due to his age or a sickness, and being disabled to perform Umrah for a sickness for a permanent sickness that does not allow him to perform Umrah, then there is no harm and there is nothing wrong with that to perform Umrah again for them if it is not difficult on you nor on the people who are in Mecca, as like if it is time for يعني the crowd. نعم لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العمرة كفارة لما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. As for what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Umrah to the other Umrah is a recovery or it is a forgiveness for all the sins between them, and the perfect Hajj has no reward but the Jannah. ولما ثبت عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه أمر عائشة رضي الله عنها أن تعتمر من التعيين بعد حلها من حجة من حجها وعمرتها لما استأذنته بذلك. And for what he صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded عائشة to go to a تنعيم after she was finished her Hajj and came off the Ihram of Hajj, and he commanded her to go to a تنعيم and come into the Ihram of Umrah from there. When she asked him the permission to perform Umrah, he told her that. وَبِاللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ. This was by Sheikh Abd al-Azim Baz, Sheikh Abd al-Azim al-Sheikh, Sarah al-Fawzan, Bakr Abu Zayd. نعم. هذا بالنسبة لما جاء في موضوع العمرة. والله تعالى أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. وبالمناسبة الفتوى هذه موجودة في فتاوى اللجنة الدائمة الجزء العاشر أو المجلد العاشر الصفحة 355 السؤال الثالث من الفتوى رقم 19604. This fatwa is found in volume number 10 of the فتاوى of اللجنة الدائمة page 355, the third question from the fatwa number 19604. That is for documentation and references. Talib al-Ilm is asking for the clarification of the ruling on signing petitions. يعني العلماء say يعني it depends on what يعني petition, what is the petition is about, what is it for. It's يعني the it depends on the purpose of it. So if we know the purpose of it, then we can answer the question. Wallahu a'lam. Anatullahi ta'ala says, Assalamu alaikum. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi alayka wa alaykum wa alaka amin wa ahlukum kadhalik. Please may I request you to join your Arabic classes. Yes, if you know the conditions, no problem, inshallah. Amatullahi ta'ala. Inshallah, I have yani to help Muslims. How? I need to give me an example to help Muslims. What do you mean by to help Muslims? Abdu alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, it says to prevent him from being extradited to another country for trial after being in prison for several years without a charge. Wallahi, the question is not clear to me. I really cannot, and if there is a certain situation happened, then yes, but I need to have more discussion about that to understand it. You are giving me information, but bit by bit, which is difficult to collect and make a clear form or clear image or view of it. There is a brother who has been imprisoned in the UK for 7 years without charge, and the family have started a petition because the government have decided to send him to America to charge him. They claim he is connected to terrorism, but they have no proof. Will this? Okay, they are imprisoning him, imprisoning Muslims unjustly due to the insuspicious people may have of them. Okay, but will this petition help and stop this? If it will help and stop this, then yes, it is permissible. Because it is a necessity, and the necessities are estimated as the incidents, not generally, not openly like that. Learning Muslim, go ahead. What is the legislated time for Asr to end? The legislated time to Asr is of two times. One is called Karaha and the other Tahrim. Karaha is when the sun turns to orange color and become cold, not hot, meaning it becomes not hot no more. And the forbidden time for it to be prayed in is when the sun sets, and one leaves it until the sun sets. That is the forbidden time. But if the person catches one rak'ah before the sun sets, then he has done asr in time, as in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one prays past the time that the sun is extremely yellow due to its brightness, the time of emergency, is there salah still accepted? Yes, if the sun is still, if the sun is not set yet, disappeared completely, then salah is accepted, but the reward is less. Wallahu a'lam. Then the end came back to say, it will still remain unclear. The issue of sending him to be trailed in the U.S. will be debated in the House of Commons, where they make the law. So the outcome is still of no surety. Well, it's a try. Then if it is a try to protect a Muslim from being brought into the trial and the torment, then it is obligatory upon us to do it. we have to protect and defend the Muslims. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه. Here we end up because it is already 18 minutes past 1 in the morning and it's too late. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.